Good afternoon. Time is 12 o'clock, and you're listening to KKRN Community Radio. We're licensed in Bella Vista. Studios up here on Round Mountain. We have a studio in Redding, a production studio, but you're listening to a broadcast from the Round Mountain studio. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon, as I have a new musician, or new to us at least. This is her first visit. We're very happy to have her. Her name is Kayla Nichols, and is it Kayla Elizabeth Nichols?
It is.
It
yes.
is, and two of my favorite names. And I just want to let our local folks up here on the mountain know that Kayla Nichols is not related to Kay Nichols, who is one of our local folks up here that put out the Intermountain, the Mountain Community newsletter for years. And I just want to let you know that because Kayla is from Redding, but transferred from Oklahoma City.
Originally from Oklahoma City.
Which is awesome. So thanks for and welcome to Shasta County, Kayla. And we're all going to get to know a little bit about Kayla personally and musically. And we're just going to start off with a song from Kayla, and we'll come back and get to know her. Kayla?
Awesome. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what your newest venture in life is.
Cool. So my name is Kayla Nichols, originally from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, but I have lived in Redding for the past 5 years. So Redding is kind of my home right now, up in Northern California. And yeah, I just released about a month ago a blues rock and roll styled album. And that album was actually recorded by Bruce Turgeon, who was the original bass player from the classic rock band Foreigner. And so that album is called Illusion, and it's available. It's out now on all music platforms online. So you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube, everything. I'm just going to play a few of the top tracks from my album for you guys on acoustic today. But if you want the full band, whole experience, go ahead and check out my album online.
Okay, Kayla. And yeah, we'll talk about some of the people that collaborated with you on your newest Illusion CD.
Awesome.
And but yeah, let's hear that voice and style of Kayla Nichols.
All right.
And is your stage name Kayla Elizabeth Nichols or Kayla
it's
Nichols?
It's just Kayla Nichols.
Okay, yeah. Kayla Nichols. Here you are, Shasta County and beyond.
All right, so this first song I'm going to do is called Illusion, and it is the highlight track and the opener off of my album called Illusion. And we also just dropped a music video for this song as well that's on YouTube. So highly encourage you guys to check it out. It's super fun. So yeah, here we go. To start that over, is that okay?
You bet.
Kind of messed
you're,
that up.
You're in the right key, at least, huh?
All right. Here you go. You told me that you could be all that I need, but I haven't seen a thing. I get the feeling that you're just using me. So it's time for me to go my own way. It's time for me to go my own way. It's time for me to go my own way. It's time for me to go my own way. It's time for me to go my own way. Through, I get the feeling that insurance for you. Once was time for me to go my own way. It's time for me to go my own way. Yeah, it's time for me to go my own way. It's time for me to go my own way. It's time for me to go my own.
Awesome. That was Kayla Nichols. And Kayla, boy, that started out nice and smooth, and you went powerful. That is, I got to ask you, is that all original voice? Have you had some training in your singing?
I've had very little to no music training, which is kind of kind of a big part of my story that I like to tell my fans, because a lot of times when I do live performances, people think that I'm really trained in music and they think that I have a lot of education and experience with it. But I actually write probably 95% of my music I write by ear. So I just play what I hear in my head lyrics, melodies, guitar riffs, everything. I write what sounds good to me, you know? And a lot of times I don't even know what I'm playing, actually, like when it comes to musical terms. So all of it is, it's all original song lyrics, melodies, and everything.
So you don't have to know how to read music to be music, do you?
You don't, no. I actually don't know how to read sheet music. And so that's a big part of my story that I like to tell people, because I think a lot of people just think that I do and that I'm really skilled in those things. But it's a cool thing I like to tell people, because it's really encouraging to people who maybe feel like they don't have an education or a background in it. It's encouraging to basically show them, like, hey, you don't actually need that in order to pursue your dreams with music.
You know? That's a very healthy outlook. And, I know there's a lot of musicians out there that don't know how to read sheet music. They might know how to do the tablature.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I thought musicians were, was that they were all educated and, you know, PhDs in music. And so it's very encouraging, and I know it is for some of our younger listeners out there to know that if you have a voice and a message, that you can get out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a little daunting, though. How did you start out?
Oh, wow.
I mean, did you have musical background in your family and have that kind of thing?
So I always have always loved music since I was a little girl. I was one of those toddlers that would pull the pots and pans out of the cabinet and set them up like a drum set when I was little and play them like I was playing real drums. So I've loved music since I was a toddler. My first instrument I actually picked up was when I was in the fourth grade, and it was violin. So the first instrument I actually played was a stringed instrument, and I was just curious. I just wanted to try it, and my mom put me in orchestra because I basically begged her to. And so that was kind of where I first picked up an instrument, and I played that for 5 years. And then that was when I became interested in guitar.
Did you find that transition? I mean, because I know fiddle playing, that's a pretty good skill there. Did you find the transition from fiddle to guitar an easy step, or was it
It actually wasn't that hard, because transitioning from playing a violin to a guitar, I mean, they're both stringed instruments, and you're using your fingers in the same type of way. Mm. So it made it a lot easier for me to pick up a guitar when I decided to. That was when I picked up guitar, and I actually never thought that I would write music. I never thought I would sing. It's kind of just something that happened when I picked up guitar. I started just, writing songs in my room by myself, because music kind of became like an outlet to me. And I actually experienced a lot of hope through music. Like, I feel like music was kind of a place I could go to where I felt like I had permission to be fully myself and permission to feel. And it was a very, like, hopeful, life-filling place for me, was experiencing and listening to music. And so when I started writing it, I just naturally started writing it as if I was singing to people who needed hope and needed life and needed to experience that through sound, because I feel like music can reach people in ways other things can't.
So definitely true. Yeah, that's well said, Kayla, we know music will change the way you look at others, and as well as the way you look at yourself. And that's great how you're doing this to help yourself and others.
That's actually why I started writing music. I never planned on writing music. It just came out of a place of it being an outlet for me, and me also wanting to create a space for other people to experience hope through music. That's how I started writing and singing. I probably took about 6 months of vocal lessons and acoustic guitar lessons when I was 15. That's the only musical training that I have.
So are you strictly acoustic?
No. I am a multi-instrumentalist. So I actually picked up the drums shortly after I picked up guitar. I picked up the drums when I was in high school, so I was probably around 16, and just learned that by getting around other people who were doing it and just practicing by myself, and by listening to tracks in my headphones and just playing along to them. And so, I started playing drums, and then I play a little bit of keys, just basic chords on keys. That's the one I'm the least experienced in, because it's a different way of using your hands.
Hey, you're still young. It sounds like you're very motivated, so I think that piano thing will be happening.
Yeah,
in the
I would love to learn more of that for sure. And then my album is actually electric guitar driven, and I picked up electric guitar for the first time 2 years ago, and that was actually when I started writing all of my blues songs for my album. So I had actually, that's another crazy thing, is I had actually never listened to blues. I had zero experience in blues music when I wrote my album. So basically, it just happened when I picked up electric guitar for the first time. I just started hearing kind of like blues guitar riffs in my head and started playing them on guitar by ear and figuring it out, and kind of looking up some YouTube videos to like learn some blues types of things, and then that was actually where honestly probably at least half of my album I wrote those songs within a month of playing electric guitar for the first time.
Well, that's very inspiring. It's like, Kayla, you're a channeler. You didn't know anything about blues before you started, and you jumped right into it. And so that's an original sound and voice coming out of you. You don't have, like, I know a lot of the young people, they look at some of the old blues, like Muddy Waters and such. And gosh, so, most of the blues players have great history, and mm-hmm. here you are. You're starting out on day one, writing your own history. That's very cool.
Yeah, my dad was actually a big part of that, too, because my dad raised me on soul music, so he kind of raised me on, like, gospel, R&B, and stuff. And so I've always had... That tends to bleed into whatever music I write is kind of like a little bit of an R&B type of flavor. But yeah, I had never listened to blues. And actually, it was funny because when I think the first like real blues song I wrote on my album was Knocking at Your Door. And I sent like a clip of it to my dad. And he was like, oh, my gosh, you're writing blues music, and kind of freaked out about it. And so he was actually the one who started sending me blues artists. I had never even listened. I couldn't even name a single blues artist.
Your dad recognized the talent you had in you. And,
He's been a huge support system for me with it. And so he sent me tracks by Gary Clark Jr. Gary Clark Jr. was the first person I listened to where I decided, like, I'm going to pursue blues because I was so inspired by his guitar sounds. So he was like, yeah, you got to listen to Gary, you got to listen to B.B. King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, all these people. Yeah. And so that was kind of when my dad was actually the one who brought a lot of those influences into how my sound ended up being shaped for this album.
Well, let me just say thanks, Dad. you did good. Well, you know what? We were 15 minutes into this already, and we've only got one song out here. We better, let's hear another. I was going to ask, that blues guitar playing. Do you play slide, or have you gotten into that yet, playing that blues slide?
I haven't, I did get a slide when I first started playing electric because I saw some people on YouTube doing that, and I was like, oh, that's cool, let me try that.
Yeah, that's fun.
So I did get a slide, and I kind of messed around with it, but I didn't really mess around with it very much because I knew I wanted to go with... You know, when it comes to blues, you have almost like a country feel to it, or you have like a rock feel to it. And I knew that I wanted my sound to go in more of a direction like Gary Clark Jr. Yeah. Like I wanted it to be edgy, grungy, more rock driven. And so I kind of stayed away from instruments like slides and harmonica and things like that because that feels more of like a country vibe to me. And I brought in trumpets and things that had a little more like... power to them to kind of emphasize the rock like feel of the blues.
Awesome. Well, let's hear a song for you, and then afterwards maybe we can talk a little bit about the making of your album and some of the people that helped you along the way there on that.
Cool, that
we do have one of your collaborators here in the studio, Dave. We just want to recognize Dave for coming up today, and her lead guitar player. Thanks, Dave, for coming up.
Yep, Dave is in the studio today. David Harris, he played lead guitar on my entire album. So, yeah, he's in here today hanging out.
Okay, well, let's hear that next song. And a little introduction for the song.
Awesome.
And maybe a little bit about what inspired it.
So the second song I'm going to play is called Ain't No Friend of Mine. It's definitely much more of a blues rock feeling song. Illusion, the first song I did, is more of a blues pop feel. And both of these songs are actually breakup songs. They're the first two breakup songs I've ever written. But I actually didn't write them about people. So what I kind of did on this album is something I like to do is personify some of my life processes or life experiences by almost writing them into songs to where it sounds like a relationship, if that makes sense. So these two breakup songs that I wrote aren't actually even about people. I wrote them about kind of like breaking up with things that you feel will give you a real experience of love, but they actually don't. And so, for example, that could be things like pornography or drugs or alcohol or abusive relationships, like all of these things that you, when you're in it, you think like, oh, this is going to give me like this experience of love that I'm looking for. But in reality, it's just an illusion. So that's actually what my song Illusion is about. So it's kind of that song that I sang at first, like it's basically saying it's time for me to go my own way. So it's a breakup song, but it's breaking up with these things that you think are going to give you life. But really,
Kayla, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27, and you have some very deep thoughts for 27-year-olds. So I just wanted to let it out there. I want to let our listeners know that they are listening to Kayla Nichols on KKRN Community Radio. Locomotion with Shane.
Awesome.
Yeah, and here's Kayla.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so this song that I'm going to play for you guys is called Ain't No Friend of Mine, and yeah, I hope you enjoy it. When I saw you, baby, I was blinded by your light. Oh, but then I got a good look at you, darling, and I knew you made a fool of my mind. Ooh, 'cause you ain't out to do me good, baby, no. No, you ain't no friend of mine. To steal my fortune, baby, then you're gonna leave me high and dry. Ooh. Oh, but I caught you red-handed, darling. Caught you just in the nick of time.
You're listening to the very talented singer-songwriter, Kayla Nichols, on KKRN. Locomotion with Shane. Kayla, man, that made some hairs on my arm stand up. I like that. I'm glad that you introduced that too, because, boy, I would have thought that was to a person.
Yeah.
And, so that's good to know that, and the way you explained yourself, you're very articulate, and you know what you're... feelings are all about, and I find that very honest and appealing. And because there's so many people out there, it seemed like that just struggle to find out who they are. And gosh, you sound like you got it going on. You found yourself in the music, and we're appreciating it. How long have you been in the music scene up here in the Shasta County area?
I've been pursuing music for a while now. So when I moved out here, I was pursuing it. Yeah. I was in a very different place than I am right now. actually, when I moved out here, I was just doing acoustic music and I was doing indie folk music.
Yeah.
So I was doing a lot of that. It wasn't until 2 years ago that I started doing music in this style, in the blues rock and roll style. And so this is all very new to me in the last couple of years. And I would say when I started writing these songs and pursuing this style and this album, it kind of honestly felt like the music I was always made to write, because I've done a lot of different styles of music. But it's funny that you're talking about, you know, just being authentic and the way I'm talking about myself and stuff, because that's honestly a lot of what this album is about. I feel like this album came out of a place of me kind of choosing to fully embrace my real self for the first time. This style of music, when I started playing electric and I started playing blues, there was something about it where I felt the most alive. Like playing electric guitar, I was like, I feel the most alive on this instrument versus any other instrument I've played. And when I started writing this music, it felt the most like me. And it feels like that was a big reason why I decided to put out this album, was because it felt like it embodied my personality and my heart and my passions and my processes the most. So it's definitely the most authentic thing I've ever put into the world. And a big reason why I did it was because I want to inspire other people to fully embrace themselves for who they really are, especially in the music world. You know, it can be easy to see what other people are doing and to try to do what other people are doing. And this was a big risk for me doing this album, because not a lot of people are doing this genre my age, I feel like. And so it was definitely a very different thing for me to step into and to choose to do it in front of people, not knowing how people would receive it. But people have been really receptive to it. And that's kind of what I've heard from people the most, is that it does inspire them to pursue their own authenticity, in the sense of fully embracing themselves, their dreams, and their own unique styles of music and what they want to do.
So your Illusion recording was just released, wasn't it, from After Hours Recording Studio, and with Bruce Turgeon. And how about dropping some names of some of the people that helped you on that?
Absolutely. So that was a process for me. This was my first time working with a band, so I pulled several people into this. This actually all started back in about January, because I got asked to do a couple of gigs in town in Reading, and I just decided, like, okay, I know that my blues rock stuff, I'm envisioning it with a full band, so I kind of want to test that out a little bit. And so a friend of mine, his name is Nate Arndt. He's a drummer in town in Reading. And I knew him. He had played with me before. And so I just messaged him and I said, hey, bro, I have an opportunity to play a couple of gigs in town. Would you want to play drums with me and just do a few of my blues rock songs? He had never even heard them. I'd never really played them live at that point. Actually, I'd played them live at like a couple coffee shops. and I just used like a drum kit pedal, electric guitar pedal, to play behind me. But I knew I was supposed to have a band. And so I reached out to him and then reached out to some people to find a bass player and this awesome guy named Greg Ashbaugh. I didn't even know him, but he hopped on it. And so just the three of us, me on rhythm electric guitar, Nate on drums, Greg on bass, we got together and we did a couple spontaneous gigs, just kind of throwing some stuff together for a few of my songs. And it was interesting because when we played these gigs, there was a response to it and people really loved it. And were kind of coming up to me after and asking about an album and asking different things. And I was like, oh, wow, I've never.
How encouraging.
I've never had this happen with any music I've done before. So there's definitely some potential with this sound, you know. And my keys player, Andrew Clay, amazing guy. I actually played a Christmas gig with him a year ago and showed him a live performance clip of me playing a couple of these songs with Nate and Greg. And Andrew was like, oh, my gosh, you're playing blues. Like, I love blues. And so I was like, well, hey, if I end up – I ended up goofing around with him playing a couple Christmas songs in a bluesy style, and we both had a blast. And I was like, if I end up recording an album, would you want to play keys for me? And he was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm so down. And so that was how I found my keys player. So originally it was just me, Andrew, Greg, and Nate. And then I knew going into it that I – needed a lead guitarist because I had kind of just started playing electric guitar, so I wasn't to the place skill-wise where I could solo. but actually, it was through – I met this awesome guy who I'm good friends with now. His name is Johnny Tuminello. I actually met him at one of my gigs that I played with these three guys, and Johnny came up to me, and he was like, oh, my gosh, I haven't met a single person in this town who does blues. And he does a similar style, and he was like, you need solos, like lead solos would just take your music to the next level. And I was like, yeah, I'm hearing that in my songs. I just don't know anyone yet, you know. And so anyways, I told Johnny, like, maybe we can get together and jam and I can just learn some stuff from you because he's amazing at electric guitar. And so I ended up going and hanging out with him and doing a jam session, and Dave shows up at this jam session. And so we're all goofing around playing, and I'm listening to Dave play electric guitar, and I'm like, who is this guy? Like, he is from, like, another planet on electric guitar. And I was secretly like, I would really like this guy to play on my album. but he was also in Johnny's band, and so I felt a little like, oh, I don't know if I should ask him that, you know. And so – but then I played at a venue called Black Box Soundstage in town in Reading. And this one night that I played, Johnny and Dave showed up. And little did I know that Johnny actually encouraged Dave and was like, bro, you have to play on her album. And so Dave comes up to me after and he was like, I would love to play on your album. And I was like, I was going to ask you. And so that was how Dave kind of came into the picture. And then I also had a trumpet player on my album. Her name is Faith Hornby. She also lives in Reading, and that was kind of crazy, too. I was driving around in my car one day listening to B.B. King, because I started listening to all these artists to get some inspiration, and I was listening to B.B. King, and I heard trumpets on one of his songs, and I was like, that's interesting. I wonder if I'm supposed to have trumpet in my songs. And 2 days later, I decided to go to this jazz night in Reading that some of my friends were playing at, and sure enough, I walk in the front door, and Faith is playing trumpet on stage, and I was like, what are the odds of that? Like, I haven't met a single trumpet player in this town. I've been here for 5 years, and 2 days after I have this thought, I meet a trumpet player. So I went up to her and approached her and just said, hey, I'm doing this album. I would love for you to play trumpet. So she was super on board. So she, that was when she came into the process. So all of us, we started doing full band rehearsals every other week. As a band, basically orchestrating out the songs. So I would kind of meet up with people individually. Like, I met up with Dave individually a lot, and then we would come into practices, and I would say, this is kind of what I'm hearing for these instruments. This is kind of what I'm hearing here. And we would all kind of figure it out and orchestrate the songs out. So we rehearsed as a full band from May, I think, until September, just rehearsing these songs out. Because I knew that I wanted to record this album in an old school way, which I'd never done before. So I knew I wanted to do this the way that legends kind of have done it, you know, rehearse this out with a band, walk into a studio with all real people and real instruments, set up in separate rooms and record it, you know. Yeah. And because today that can almost be a lost art because there's so much technology. It's so easy to computerize everything. That I knew, I was like, this sound is so soulful that I can't do that. I can't just sit down with a producer one-on-one and do this because it will suck the soul out of these songs. And so.
Well, you know, I do believe that the people will pick that up listening to your music, that it is the original. It's not digitized or what do you call that? Auto-tuned.
Yeah, we we stayed away from that as much as possible. Oh. And Bruce was a big part of that. Working with him, he was the perfect person for me to work with. And I found out about him through a mutual friend who's in another band in Reading. This guy named Danny Lindberg. He plays in Bird Feeder. Bird Feeder band. Yeah. So
Danny's been on Bird Feeder's been on local.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He has a way of connecting people to other people. So I met up with him at a Starbucks one day just to pick his brain about different things with music. And he asked about who I was going to record with. And I kind of shared this whole process with him and told him, you know, I don't want to just record this with anyone. I need to work with someone who has experience in the rock genre because this is a very distinct style. And I need someone who has an ear for that. And I want to record this in a studio with all real people, all real instruments. And he was like, oh, well, you should talk to the guy who recorded my album.
Yeah,
he's,
that's right.
He's the bass player from Foreigner. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So I ended up reaching out to Bruce, sent him a clip of one of my songs, and he loved it and was like, come in, let's have a consultation. So I met up with him and knew immediately, like, this is the guy I'm supposed to work with, because his whole vibe is that he's all about authentic music and capturing that well, and he has the ear for it. And yeah, so that's the one thing that I love about this album is that everything on it is real. Right. Real instruments played by real people. And we did overdubs of stuff, but we didn't really auto-tune anything.
Right.
I mean, we might have auto-tuned a few notes here and there, but we didn't really quantize timings. We didn't really auto-tune things. And Bruce was very protective over that process about keeping it as authentic and original as possible. And so it was a really incredible experience because, you know, we did get to record this album in a very old school type of way, like how people back in the day did it. And we got to do this with an actual legend, like
yeah,
a legit rock star who has experience, has done this. And he had a blast with it. I mean, he was jamming out to the songs and we connected with him a ton in the studio. It was the best studio experience I've had so far.
And there's yet another testimony for Bruce Turgeon. I swear everybody that comes from After Hours Studios, they love Bruce because he works with the artists and he does, like you said, he protects their original sounds. And
yeah,
so listen up, all you young musicians out there, if you need a place to go, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
We do play a lot of musicians here on Locomotion, and I'm going to say probably 75% of the music I get here comes from After Hours Recording Studio.
And
Bruce, well, you're invited to come up for program, brother.
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible because he's very professional. His quality is amazing. And he honestly has some of the best rates in town for he has a heart to actually make it affordable today for people to be able to come in and record. And so he's very willing to work with artists and really cares about being connected to the artist he's working with, which is something I was also looking for. I was like, I don't want to just work with anyone. Like, I want to feel like I'm actually connecting with the person who's recording my music, and I want to feel like they feel connected to the music. And he's incredible. I mean, I released my album a month ago, and he's been emailing me, asking me how it's going, telling me he's in my corner, just super supportive.
After recording support, that's great. Well, that's real good of you to say such wonderful things about Bruce when we're here to talk about you. And that just seems to be the kind of person you are, Kayla.
You're
out to help others, too.
It's one of those things where I'm like, this album wouldn't be what it is, and like my vision for this album wouldn't have become a reality if it weren't for all of these people. And so I'm really, really thankful and feel super honored and blessed to have every person a part of the process that is.
It sounds like all the stars lined up right, and I know that people that purchase your CD are going to think the same way. And let's let our listeners know once again that where they can pick up your music.
Awesome. Yeah. So my album Illusion, Blues Rock and Roll album, is available on all online platforms right now. You can stream it on Spotify. You can download it on Apple Music. You can buy it on iTunes. It's also on YouTube. So yeah, it's available on all streaming platforms right now.
And Kayla has a Facebook page, too.
I do. So I have a Facebook page, Kayla Nichols Music. I have an Instagram, Kayla Nichols Music. I also have a website, www.kaylanichols.com. That has all of my stuff on it, whether it's listening, YouTube channel, features, blog, all sorts of stuff. So I'm pretty active on social media trying to – I have a big heart for authenticity, so I try to be as authentic as possible and keep my listeners and fans up to date and really share things that make everyone feel like they're a part of my process and actually a part of my journey. So, yeah.
That's very cool. Well, Kayla, let's get another song out if you quit. An acoustic version of Kayla's Illusion CD. And you're listening to Kayla on Locomotion Machine on KKRN Community Radio. I just want to quickly remind our listeners that we are able to bring musicians like Kayla up to the studio and keep KKRN on the air because of you. We are a listener-supported radio station, been on the air for 7 years because you like us and you keep us in the fun. So I want to thank you for doing that. If you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN family, go to kkrn.org and click that donate tab. Safe and secure. Give what you want when you want. Thanks. Enough patting on our back. Here's Kayla.
Awesome. All right. This next song I'm going to do is called Freedom for Your Soul, and it's the third track off of my album.
Keep holding on to hope. Sure, I hit the end of your rope. Feeling way down, you don't want to try, but you got no other way to cope. You're feeling like you're on your own. You got nowhere else to go. Try and you try, but kissing to find the place that your heart can't call. Find freedom for your soul. You keep searching for the key that can bring your mind relief. You put up a fight with all of your might, but can't rid yourself of unbelief. You beg and you plead. You're down on your knees. Ooh, try and you try everything, and then if it seems to set your heart free, yeah. Oh, but I know. Yeah, I know where to find freedom for your soul.
Okay, thanks, Kayla. Hey, if you're just tuning in to KKRN Community Radio, you're listening to Kayla Nichols. Kayla up here in Reading, banging a box and entertaining our local listeners up here in Round Mountain Studio, KKRN. And Kayla, do you have any gigs coming up here? I know Christmas is just around the corner. And you got anything going on?
So I'm going home to Oklahoma City for Christmas.
Folks are still there, huh?
Yeah. I don't have any gigs for Oklahoma City right now, but I am going to be doing a couple radio segments while I'm home. And then coming back, that's kind of what we are planning out right now, is a spring tour. We're planning on doing some weekend tours in the spring, and we want to start in the Pacific Northwest. So we want to start by playing in some cities outside of Reading that are close by, and then kind of bleed out from there, playing in Oregon, playing in Washington, playing in Southern California. So kind of starting with a Northwest tour, and I have some friends I'm partnering with on that. My friend Johnny Tumanello, partnering with him to really like vamp up our live performances. That's kind of our next step, is just taking our live performance to the next level. Johnny's incredible. He actually does lighting production too. So we have full-on concert lights that are programmed to our songs and everything to just make it a really epic live show. So that's what we have started doing in Reading. And so that's kind of our next goal, is to – I've already started sending out promo packages to venues outside of Reading. And so the goal is to keep playing Reading, but to start getting outside of Reading to get more people to hear this music. So.
Right. So are you your own promoter, or do you have someone doing that for you?
I'm like pretty much my own promoter right now.
Okay.
It helps that I got a degree in marketing. So, so I'm doing a lot of the behind the scenes marketing work. And my friend Andrew Clay, who's my keys player, he's helping me with a lot of management. He's kind of acting as my manager right now, because he does a lot of marketing, PR, advertising, and has a really awesome background in the logistical side of the music scene. And so he is super invested in me as an artist and just my album and my projects. And he has come alongside me to really help me with a lot of the logistical side of all of that stuff too.
Well, Kayla, sounds like you got hooked up with the right folks here. Golly, that sometimes things work out that way, and when they do, there's usually greatness behind it. We're really looking forward to that live tour. Send me some tickets, would you?
I will, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kayla, we got 13 minutes left. Can we do a couple songs?
Cool.
How many songs are on your this new release?
So I have 8 songs. All right, seven of them are full band, and my 8th song is actually in acoustic, just an acoustic song, and it's called Wildfire, and that's actually a song that I wrote about the wildfires happening in California this year.
Oh, really?
So
wow.
I wrote that song right after. I actually wrote that song while I was evacuated from the car fire. So I evacuated the car fire and was in Sacramento for about a week, and that was when I wrote that song. So that's an acoustic track on the album, a very acoustic blues song. The rest of them are all full band blues rock songs.
I think we ought to hear that Wildfire one. That's it's still close to the heart and touching home for many of us here in the North States. So I think that'd be real relevant. Now, you do that for us?
Yeah, let me just figure it out.
Okay.
I haven't played this one in a while.
No pressure. So anyhow, you are listening to KKRN Community Radio, Local Motion with Shane, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to KKRN. We have Keys of Rock will be coming up after Local Motion, followed by Juke in the Back, and then the Grateful Dead Hour. So you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned in to KKRN, and then, of course, we go into our alternative news programming through the evening. And Andy Dadman's going to be playing the songs of Frank Zappa tonight at 9:00. So you want to make sure you tune into that. Andy's one of our local broadcasters that comes up on a regular basis and brings you music out of the passion of his heart. And so we are in the studio with Kayla Nichols now, and Kayla.
All right, let's give this a shot.
And Kayla's ready. Okay, Kayla, hit it whenever you're ready, hon.
All right, this song is called Wildfire. You came in like a wildfire. I didn't ever think that you'd make it in past the wire and destroy all my things. But you did, and you took everything. Ooh. Yeah, you did, and you took everything. To black, and I fled from the scene. Oh, where will I go? Will someone open their doors to me? Start that one over.
Okay, well, thanks for that little preview. I tell you what, by the time I get my...
You can edit that out, right?
Yeah, maybe by next week I'll have my Kayla Nichols Illusion CD and we can play that full version as well as some of the other tunes. And I'm looking forward to that. You are listening to Kayla Nichols. What do you got? What would you like to play?
I can you want me to redo that one? Can you edit it out?
I can.
You can? Let's just redo it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Kayla, you got a song about
it? I gotta give you the full version of that one.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll blend it in with the talking and stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Let me redo it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Hey guys, my name is Kayla Nichols, and this is my song Wildfire. Time to pack, made it out.
at my side and the clothes on my back. Someone please tell me why we suffered this relentless attack. Someone please tell me why we suffered this relentless attack. Oh, you know I don't understand it at all. Sometimes life is cruel and we fall, but we will rise again and again, and our hope and our faith will stand tall. We'll reemerge from the ash with the oak. We'll grow taller than we were before we broke. We will not shrink back or choke, 'cause our love is thicker than the smoke. Our love is thicker than the smoke. Our love is thicker than the smoke. We will not shrink back or choke, 'cause our love is thicker than the smoke. Our love is thicker than the smoke.
That's Kayla Nichols, Wildfire, off her new CD release, Illusion, on all the major outlets now. And Kayla, I think that I'd like to nominate that for the Shasta Strong theme song. That's yeah, that's good. Our love is stronger than that smoke. And like I say, you know, these fires are so recent and in most people's heart. I think that's going to touch a lot of souls. And I want to thank you for sharing that with us. And
yeah, absolutely.
And gosh, for coming up to the studio, braving 299 corridor to come up here and share your talents with our KKRN listeners. And we got time for one more song, Kayla.
Awesome. All right.
And
okay, I will play. I'm going to play the first real blues rock feeling song I wrote. It's called Knocking at Your Door.
Okay. So. Here she is, Kayla Nichols.
Awesome.
Kayla Nichols on KKRN Community Radio. Kayla, thanks for coming up. And we look forward to that live tour that you're going to be having in the future. Safe journey to Oklahoma City for Christmas. Come home safe. And on behalf of our KKRN volunteer family, I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Kayla? Want to say bye to anybody?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And yeah.
Okay, Kayla, thanks again. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Juking back up next. Don't forget to support KKRN Community Radio. Go to kkrn.org. Donate.